Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnah with full concentration, because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible you may not gain all the blessings. Our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated in a blessed summary of hadith, that person who recites Durood Sharif, Salawat, Salat upon me one time, Allah Azza wa Jalla showers him with 10 blessings. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, ordered a person to make the announcement in the whole city of Makkah that sadaqah al-fitr is wajib. Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an has stated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared sadaqah fitr to be wajib, so that it would cleanse our fast from useless and immoral speech, and that it would provide the poor with food. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, man's fast remains suspended, that is hanging between the earth and the sky, unless and until he pays the sadaqah fitr. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Daud Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has given some madani pearls regarding fitr, the fitrah. Let us view these, let us listen to this very carefully. Paying sadaqatul fitr is wajib for every Muslim man and woman who is sahib nisab, provided that the bare necessities of life, hajati asliya, are excluded from their nisab, their wealth possessions. A sahib nisab is the one who possesses 7.5 tolas. One tola is equivalent to 11.664 grams of gold, or 52.5 tolas of silver, or the money or goods equivalent to 52.5 tolas of silver, excluding his bare necessities. Sanity and puberty are not the conditions of sadaqatul fitr to become wajib. If even a child or an insane person is sahibul nisab, their guardians should pay the sadaqatul fitr from their wealth on their behalf. There is the same amount of nisab for sadaqatul fitr and for zakah as stated above. There is no such condition for sadaqatul fitr that it has to increase and pass for an entire 1 year period. Likewise, if there are such things that are surplus to requirements, for example, such domestic things that are not used daily, and if their value reaches the level of nisab, sadaqatul fitr will become wajib on account of these things as well. The difference between nisab of zakah and that of sadaqatul fitr depends upon the condition of that person. In addition to paying his own sadaqatul fitr, it is also wajib a sahib al-nisab man to pay sadaqatul fitr on behalf of his young children who are minors. If he has any insane children, he has to pay on behalf of them as well, even if the insane child has reached puberty. However, if the insane child or young children are sahib al-nisab, the sadaqah may be paid from their own wealth. Remember, it is not wajib for a sahib al-nisab man to pay the fitrah for his wife, his parents, younger brothers and sisters, and other relatives. In case of the father's demise, it is wajib for the grandfather to pay the sadaqatul fitr for his poor and orphan grandsons and granddaughters. It is not wajib for a mother to pay sadaqatul fitr on behalf of her young children. It is not wajib for a father to pay the sadaqatul fitr for his sane an adult offspring. If somebody did not fast in Ramadan, either due to any valid exemption, or Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, without a valid reason, Sadaqat al-Fitr will still be wajib for him, provided he is sahib al-nisab. Sadaqat al-Fitr will be valid if a man pays it on behalf of his wife or adult offspring, whose necessities like food, clothing, etc., he is responsible for, even without their permission. However, if he is not responsible for their necessities, for example, he has a married son who lives in his own home along with his family and affords his own expenses, food, clothing, etc., then paying fitrah on behalf of such offspring without his permission will not be valid. If a wife pays her husband's fitrah without his order, it will be invalid. Sadaqat al-Fitr is wajib for every such Muslim who is sahib al-nisab at the time of Subah Sadiq, that is dawn, on the day of Eid al-Fitr. If someone becomes sahib al-nisab after Subah Sadiq, it is not wajib for him to pay the fitrah. Though the preferable time for paying Sadaqat al-Fitr is that it be paid on Eid, after Subah Sadiq, after dawn, before offering the Eid Salah. If it is paid on the night of Eid, before Subah Sadiq, or any day during Ramadan, or even before Ramadan, it will still be valid. All these cases are permissible. If the day of Eid passed and somebody did not pay his fitrah, the fitrah will not lapse on this account. Fitrah will be considered valid whenever it is paid in his entire life. Sadaqat al-Fitr can be spent only where zakah can be spent. In other words, fitrah can be given to only those upon whom zakah can be given. It is not permissible to give Sadaqat al-Fitr to the honorable descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1.920 kilograms of wheat or its flour or the money equivalent to the value of this much wheat is the amount of one Sadaqat al-Fitr. According to a narration, whoever recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 300 times on the day of Eid, and then sends its reward to the souls of all the deceased Muslims, 1,000 nur, 1,000 lights will enter the grave of every Muslim. Furthermore, when that person who recited, when he passes away, 1,000 noors and lights will enter his grave as well. Subhanallah. This can be recited on both Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, now the acts that are sunnah on the occasion of both Eids will be described. Sayyidina Buraydah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would go to offer Eid Salah after eating something. While on Eid al-Adha, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not eat anything unless he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first offered the Eid Salah. Similarly, in Bukhari Sharif, there is another hadith narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would not go until he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate a few dates in odd numbers. It is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to offer Eid Salah from one part and would return from another part. Subhanallah. May Allah grant us the ability to act upon these sunan. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you participate in the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawud Islami commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel with the Madani Qafilas, with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn the Sunnah. Fill out your Madani Na'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikr Medina and hand it in to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani month. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, by the blessings of this, you will develop the mindset and the yearning to protect your Iman. to have hatred for sins and to adopt the sunan. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we will act upon the Madani Naamat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we will travel on the Madani Qafilas, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, idawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen mujahid nabi al-ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursaneen. Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla, cure us from the disease of sins. Grant us the ability to act upon the Madani Naamat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. Allah Azza wa Jalla, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Allah Azza wa Jalla, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Allah Azza wa Jalla, free every Muslim from disease, from debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain dua ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har be ke so majboor ki. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabiyyi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya rasulallah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.